It's the Pop Geek Heaven podcast, where pop rules, geeks are kings, and hooks carry the day. Make sure you go to popgeekheaven.com to grab one of the limited free memberships today. News, reviews, downloads, exclusive articles, and, oh yeah, a whole lot more. The ultimate power pop community and resource, popgeekheaven.com. Now, here's your head pop geek and host for the Pop Geek Heaven podcast, Bruce Brodeen.
And thank you for that fine and warm and slick introduction, Mr. Smooth-talking radio guy. You are listening to Bruce Brodeen from Pop Geek Heaven, and this is the first podcast for PGH, and I am glad you are here. We are going to be doing a lot of podcasting here at Pop Geek Heaven, so make sure you keep checking back. This is just the first of many that are going to be coming here very quickly on the horizon. And this first podcast, we are going to focus on a part of the history of my old label, Not Lame Recordings, that was around from 1995 until 2010. And in that time, it released over 100 CDs on the label and a pretty vast and cool catalog. And this particular podcast is going to dig deep into some of the early years of the label from around 1995 to 1997. And we are going to touch on some of my favorites from that time period. So let's get in there and start excavating a bit of Not Lame Recordings past. For you power poppers that have been around a while, you know that was Starbelly. And Starbelly was from Baltimore, Maryland, and that record was on the Not Lame Limited label and was very quickly out of print. All copies were gone, I think, by the end of 1998, and now is a horrifically difficult album to find in its original form. The band is actually back together in recording. We should be seeing an album from them in 2012. All three of the members have been extremely active in music. The drummer Greg Schroeder has played with Miracle-Bra for many, many years with Andy Bopp, and Cliff Hillis has had a wonderful, wonderful solo career with releasing a whole lot of albums on various albums, including Not Lame, and he also played with John Fay for quite a few years as well. And then, of course, we have Dennis Shockett, who had his first solo album come out about 3 years ago. If you have not heard that record, you need to start digging. I believe it's available on CD Baby and not that difficult to find. All those records and projects from those artists are extremely highly recommended. And let's see, what shall we move into next? Hang on. from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That was Wanderlust, who released in 1993 a fabulous record called Prize on RCA Records, and contained a song that was played all over the radio that year and into 1994 called I Walked. A hell of a lot to build upon, and RCA just said, nah. They dropped him. Incredulous, I stand. Amazing. I mean, no wonder why the music business has been in shambles for the last 15 years. And that would be one of many thousands of examples I would present to you. This particular song is called World's Biggest Fan, and it was on a self-titled release on Not Lame Limited that came out in 1996 or 97. It's all a blur these days. And it is one of the favorite song, my favorite songs of the entire catalog of Not Lame in its 16 years of existence. Every single time I listen to that record, I have to stand up out of my chair, play air guitar, because that is the sound of a band locked in and so intimately connected to each other. They are recording that live in the studio, and it just freaking rips. And it just lights me up every single time. They're just loose, they're free, they're having a good time, and that is completely and fully captured on that track. And I am so proud to be associated with all the guys in this band, because they were so incredibly talented in an industry so dysfunctional, could never recognize the four individual talents of all these guys. We ended up doing a whole bunch of records with Scott Sachs, and then another compilation with Wanderlust called Lust and Found, which I just was checking on allmusic.com, and they gave that a 4-star review, as they did with many Not Lame releases. So I was kind of happy to see that. Anyway, let's move on to the next foraging exercise that we have here on the Pop Geek Heaven podcast. Let's see what is queued up next. I could pretend that I'm all alone, nowhere to go. That was Martin Luther Lennon, a track called Brenda Revisited from an album called Music Without Limitations that came out on Not Lame in 1996 and was the vehicle for one Tony Perkins, a criminally overlooked talent on the power pop scene, and I highly recommend you dig around. Martin Luther Lennon also features the talents of Robbie Rist, who plays drums and guitar and sings on this record as well. He is one of the most incredibly talented multi-instrumentalists I've ever encountered. And if you don't know who Robbie Rist is, I'm going to let you do a Wikipedia search and not transmit the obvious here, because what's most important to me, knowing Robbie all these years, is his work as a musician and producer, as opposed to his previous earlier work. Now, we are going to dig deeper into Not Lame's years, from the years 1995 to 1997 here, and let's see what we have next. From San Francisco, California, that was the Mockingbirds, who released one EP, a self-titled EP, in 1996 that so impressed me when it crossed my desk that I dug around, contacted the leader of the band, a guy named Mark Fuqua, and we sort of agreed to do a very simple, straightforward deal on Not Lame Limited and added three more tracks on to that EP to make it a full length and flesh it out a little bit more. And sadly, the record disappeared in a very short period of time, as most of the Not Lame records from that era were sort of designed to do. And I highly recommend foraging around once again. That is the operative word for this podcast, forage, F-O-R-A-G-E. Forage around out there on the internet and see what you can find out there. It is a really hard record. It's not available digitally or anything, which is really too bad and sad. The band fell apart shortly thereafter. They were working on a follow-up, and last I heard, Mark was going to France to take some time off, and sadly I never heard from him again. Every few years I try to look around on the internet to see if I can locate him. I do not know what happened to him. So, Mark, if you, by any chance you do hear this, resurface and let us know what you've been up to all these years, because it has been a long time. This track was called Hey Tristessa, and this album also featured Matthew Sweet helping out on production on a handful of the tracks there. One of the things that very few people know about this record, because there were no credits listed on there. And there you go, revealed to the world here in 2010. Anyway, let's continue on with the Pop Geek Heaven podcast, and let's see what we can dig up next.
Once in every while, I see you in the eyes of strangers all night. Sleep tight when the thought prevails, when the ship sails and harbors ill deep. Come see tonight, tonight, the whispered words that roll around the room. Tonight, the fire beats along to winter's chill. Once in every while, you and I fall back in style.
From Australia, that was Ice Cream Hands. And that came from the Not Lame album Memory Lane Traffic Jam that came out in 1997. That was a different version than appeared in Australia. The version that came out on Not Lame had three additional bonus tracks. Ice Cream Hands, must say, feature one of my favorite singers in all of power pop, Charles Jenkins. Anything that you can find by Ice Cream Hands and the solo recordings from Charles Jenkins, I very highly recommend you find. A lot of that stuff is available digitally from the label Rubber Records down in Australia, and Charles Jenkins' material is fairly easily findable in all of it, uniformly across the board. Excellent. His voice just, to me, epitomizes the soft, velvety exterior that classic power pop needs to sort of exemplify and present to an audience. Every single song on the record, Memory Lane Traffic Jam, I'll get that out, just is perfect. It was so hard for me going over, listening to this record once again to try to find a track that really hit. I didn't want to go for one of the singles. I just wanted to find a more softer, more intimate song. And there's a whole bunch of them that are very much like this one as well. Okay, we are going to move and trudge on forward. We got a few left here in this latest podcast for Pop Geek Heaven, the first of many to be coming here. Hang tight. Yes, I have a thing for bands from Australia. That is The Chevelles, whose album At First Glance was a compilation that Not Lame put out in conjunction with Spinning Top Records in 1996. There were only 500 copies of that pressed. I had half of those, and Spinning Top had the other half, and they were gone within months. If you have a copy of this record, you have a bona fide extreme rarity that is just almost impossible to find. So congratulations to you if you do. This The band, the Chevelles, are still around most happily. And as a matter of fact, back in March at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, I had a chance to see the band and hang out with them and drink some beer in the warm Austin sun. And they are working on a new record that should see some of the new tracks out before the end of this year in 2010. So that is cause for great celebration. This track here just epitomizes to me a classic sound that the Australian power pop sound of the 90s had. Mesmerized was the track, and do yourself a favor and track down their compilation of their latter material on the Wicked Cool record label as well. Okay, we are about done with this first podcast for Pop Geek Heaven, and we have one more track, and I am going to play that track right now for you and then do a little outro at the end and tell you about it. There's a very special story attached to this particular band.
Lipstick amulet, thinking about your sweetness under the cover. Toothpaste on the floor, think your secrets on the door. Another Tuesday morning, what face the day? Scrambled eggs, but no one other. And you lying next to me, telling me your sweet dream. On this a Tuesday morning, I'll face the day. On every Tuesday morning, yeah. No one needs to be sad. Let's just stay in bed.
That was 20 Cent Crush, whose song Let's Stay in Bed was one of my favorites from them, and it was on an album that came out in March 1995, the very first album called A Double Dose of Pop. There were two albums that came out on the same day, the other one being Sympopfany No. 1, which was a compilation of five bands, four songs each, and This one, Double Dose of Pop, had an unusual novel concept as well. It featured two full lengths from two bands on one single CD, one from New York City, The Rooks, and the other on the other side of the coast in Los Angeles. And we will certainly visit talking about The Rooks, who are still one of my favorite bands that I've had the pleasure and honor to work with in future podcasts here. But it was just an interesting kind of origin of how this compilation came to be, and I'm going to finish off this podcast with a very brief history. So in 1994, I was living in Aspen, Colorado, and Hunter S. Thompson was my neighbor, believe it or not. If you know who he is, he was a neighbor. I have Hunter stories. Yes, I do. But I was receiving so many amazing submissions from bands from all over the world that it was very frustrating. I had very little money. I was starting it up as a hobby, and there was only so much that I could do. But I decided in the end to squeeze two bands onto one CD because the whole idea was just to sort of promote the bands and this sound called power pop that nobody wanted to touch. It was like a third rail. There were tons of labels that were focusing on many other sort of genres of music, but nobody wanted to touch power pop. So that was one of the reasons why Not Lame came into being. And so A Double Dose of Pop always has a special spot in my heart. And the good news is that 20 Cent Crush is sort of rumbling around again. It looks like there might be some new music coming from them. Their leader, Phil Rosenthal, I recently got back in touch with, and he is always writing music because he's a jingle writer and works in advertising and is super uber talented. And he is going to get the band back together and I think have some fun and just sort of see where it goes. So that is outstanding news. So that is going to bring us to a close and bookend this first podcast here. I am Bruce Brodeen, your head geek at Pop Geek Heaven. Make sure that you visit at www.popgeekheaven.com and make sure that you check out all the great fun and many free features that are available there for power pop geeks like you and like me. Take care, and we will be rocking the pop here soon.